Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the best small cities for launching a small business. After this, no one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. With National Small Business Week approaching and over 50% of the U.S. population working for a small business, the personal finance website WalletHub has released its report on 2019's best small cities to start a business. Insight from Jill Gonzalez, analyst at WalletHub. Jill, what did you examine to create this list?
Well, we looked at really three different things here. The overall business environment, things like tax policy, access to resources, everything from investor access to financing accessibility, and finally, business costs, office space, cost of living, and labor.
All right, so that helped you piece together this list, which looks like what? Explain some of the cities that made it.
So these are just looking at small cities to start a small business. So really all over the place. In the top five, we have everywhere from Huntsville, Texas, to Fort Myers, Florida, to number one, which was Holland, Michigan.
So what surprised me was that I'm looking at the top 20, and there are like three cities in Utah on here that I've never even heard of, including Clearfield, Cedar City, and Springville, Utah. What, anything unique about those cities or an underlying theme?
So all of that came down to business environment. One, we're actually seeing a huge rise in startups per capita in Utah itself. I think people are kind of venturing from Silicon Valley and really making Utah a new hub for startups. And we're also seeing really high average revenue per business there, average growth of business revenues is high, and a lot of different industries. So that's why right now, not only is it a great place for new businesses, but it's kind of having this proven track record over the past few years.
Yeah, it does seem like there's a heavy flavor of like middle America and the western part of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're looking at places in the Midwest, we have, again, Michigan, South Dakota, North Dakota, all kind of seeing uprises in the terms of startups there. But, of course, West Coast, you're still going to get a lot of interest in the tech sector. Oregon has two places in the top 10 in both Redmond and Bend. So it's not necessarily your huge cities that are still drawing the same attention. People are really looking at nearby places to set up shop for cheaper.
We're speaking with Jill Gonzalez, analyst at WalletHub. They put together a list of the best small cities to start a business for 2019. What are some of the other stats that we learned from this?
Well, we also polled small business owners to see, you know, one, does National Small Business Week help your business? Only about a quarter said that it actually does. But now we're also seeing that 7 in 10 small business owners say that now is actually a good time for businesses to grow. So over the past few years, small business owners said that they have been pretty successful rather than years prior.
The Trump tax cuts, too, they came into play here as part of this, right? What was being said?
Yeah, about a quarter of business owners say that their primary use savings from President Trump's tax changes is going to go to executive and to investor bonuses. Only about 12% said that it might go to employee compensation.
Mm. What about on the business card front, business credit cards, rather?
Yeah, business credit cards are tricky. A lot of them are not protected by the CARD Act, which is why a lot of small business owners just use their consumer credit cards for a lot of things. About 85% of business owners say that they should be at least as good as those personal cards, but they pretty much completely lack those key safeguards. Only a couple issuers have gone and moved forward with them.
Thanks, Jill. Jill Gonzalez, analyst at WalletHub. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.